And we welcome you back to Halftime here for Wayne State Football. We are pleased to be joined here at Halftime today by Dr. Ramona Benkert, who is the Associate Dean of the College of Nursing here at Wayne State University. First of all, Dean, thanks for joining us this afternoon, taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us. How's the semester been going so far?
Good. Yeah, I think students are excited to be back on campus and seeing everybody, so it's been nice.
Yeah, it's not completely back to normal, I don't think, yet, but it's definitely more normalcy than what we've seen the last couple years. And why don't you give us a little taste of your background here at Wayne State in your professional career before we dig into what we want to talk about today?
Okay. Well, I've been full-time at Wayne State since 1998. It's hard for me to believe that, but since 98. Started out primarily teaching courses and in the one of the nurse practitioner programs, because went to Wayne and am a nurse practitioner by training. And then when I completed my PhD, came back and started teaching more full-time, more courses in the graduate program, and have been here ever since. And I've been the associate dean since 2014, and actually had a little stint as the interim dean for a while, where our dean was the provost, but enjoy being back in my original role as associate dean.
Oh, great. And you've been a warrior for a long time, so that's always good. I've been around since 2011. I thought that was a long time, but you definitely have me beat there. And the reason we're conducting this interview here this afternoon is because we want to talk about the Michigan AHEC. The first question I have for you is, what exactly is the Michigan AHEC?
Good question. So that's Michigan AHEC stands for the Michigan Area Health Education Center. It's a program of Wayne State. It was established in 2010 and is actually jointly administered by myself through the College of Nursing and Dr. Jinping Zhu from Wayne State School of Medicine, that she's the chair of family medicine. And Michigan AHEC is kind of how we fondly call ourselves. Mm-hmm. There are AHECs all over the country. Actually, 48 states have an AHEC, an Area Health Education Center. And our job is to strengthen the state's healthcare workforce. We do that by recruiting and training and retraining and retaining health professionals who are committed to increasing primary care in rural and urban underserved communities. Our AHEC has a network of 5 regional centers across the state of Michigan, and we prepare underrepresented minority and disadvantaged youth for health careers. We help the health professional students in schools across the state promote clinical training for students in shortage areas so that students hopefully will go back to those areas. And we also provide continuing education programs for health professionals who work in underserved communities. So we're really all over the state. We actually cover all 83 counties of the state of Michigan.
And I would think you've kind of teed me up for a quick follow-up question to that, but over the last couple of years, obviously with the COVID-19 pandemic, it's been important work you've been doing trying to recruit healthcare workers out there, especially the stress they've gone through the last couple of years.
Oh, yes, definitely. Actually, we'll talk in a second probably about the scholars program, but one of the key programs we supported for professionals who are already in the settings was providing some telehealth training, because as you know, everything pivoted to that for every health center. And so we quickly were doing training on how to do that in a robust manner. But yes, focusing on burnout of providers, as well as encouraging other providers who were in the area to sort of stay there so that they could support one another through this very challenging time.
Absolutely. And you read my mind with the next question, but the next question is, what is the AHEC Scholars Program? You kind of briefly mentioned it, but why don't you go into detail about what that is?
So it's a sub-program of the AHEC programs across the country, so that every state has an AHEC Scholars Program, and it's a 2-year program for health professional students who are currently in training and are interested in possibly serving in rural and urban underserved communities in the future. And we provide them with some additional training and knowledge and also some practice both in didactic training as well as clinical training and interprofessional team-based experiences. While they're working and doing the rest of their clinical program, we put them in working with underserved populations and hope that they will get this training before they leave. So the first year is primarily didactic. We go through some core topics that I'll tell you about in a second. And then the second half is they do a clinical project together, and we pair them up with a variety of disciplines. So we're currently recruiting students from nursing, medicine, public health, pharmacy, physician assistants, and social work. And in the coming year, actually in 23, we have plans to actually expand those to include optometry, psychology, and we've been in discussions with U of D dental program to bring in dentistry and also some community health workers. So since 2018, we've provided this training to over 125 health professional students from across the state of Michigan. So we pair them up. So, for example, one of the groups was a pharmacy student from Ferris, a med student from Western Michigan University, and a pharmacy student and a nursing student from Wayne State. So they kind of come together to work on a project. The topics we cover in the curriculum include interprofessional education, behavioral health, learning how to connect communities and support each other as health professionals. You already mentioned the issue with COVID and how the burnout has just accelerated amongst health professionals. And then I mentioned already the virtual and telehealth learning. We also talk about social determinants of health and cultural competence. And then there's always this current or emerging health issue. You can imagine the last 2 years that's been COVID. We're sort of trying to figure out now what the next topic might be. We're thinking, health professional burnout might be one of the core sort of cutting edge issues that we get spend a little more depth and discussion. And then on graduation, they're able to demonstrate their knowledge about population health, how to display how they're going to work with population health issues, how they're going to work with patients in a very different manner, looking at, you know, all the things that people bring to their healthcare visit. We saw that happen a lot with COVID. There were a lot of disparities that occurred. And so we talk a lot about that and how to also enhance their interprofessional team behavior. Because you probably know this, but, you know, the future of healthcare are teams. And so, yeah. But we don't often do a very good job in the health disciplines of teaching them how to work together. We kind of work in silos. And in fact, our AHEC is the only AHEC across the country that is jointly operated by a nursing school and a medical school. So we're really, really strongly pushing the interprofessional team work and then how they best work with, patient care in underserved communities. So
that sounds like some great work you've been doing. And I just read that Michigan AHEC was just awarded a 5-year grant from the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration. What is in store for the future of your program here at Wayne State?
Well, we're really going to be focused on strengthening our work with statewide partners like the Michigan Primary Care Association and the Michigan Rural Health Association and other community partners. And we're also looking to work more closely with the state Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, hopefully to provide some long-term organizational structure and continued sustainability, because so far we've had grant funding, but the other share of the funding has come from the president's office as well as the vice president for health affairs. So we'd like to work towards getting a possible state funding to assist us in the future. And then always we'll continue to work on our primary goal, which is increasing the distribution and diversity of the Michigan's healthcare workforce.
That sounds great as well. And last question I have for you before I let you go is, if somebody's out there listening right now and they want more information about the program, where can you go find out more information about Michigan AHEC?
Well, we always send people to our website. So you can go to miahec.wayne.edu. So it's miahec.wayne.edu. So that's really the best place to go for learning about our program, what we've been doing for the last 12 years, and about the new AHEC Scholars Program.
Well, Dr. Binkert, we really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us. Best of luck the rest of the semester. It sounds like you're doing some great work, and go Warriors.
Thank you. Go Warriors.
All right, we're at halftime. Stay tuned. Second half coming up after this, Michigan Tech and Wayne State, right here on the Wayne State Football Radio Network.